Simon Tov Ayin Aleph, what can a person eat on Erev Pesach? So, Erev Pesach, already from Amud HaShachar, there's a Din D'Rabbanan that person should not be eating matzah, in order that there can be some sort of hekka, there's eating that night for the sake of a mitzvah. Now, although matzah shira, which is matzah, which has been kneaded with fruit juice, and it's still got some sort of fruit juice taste in it, Ikar HaDin, that one can eat on Erev Pesach, however he says, the minig is that we steer away even from matzah shira. What about eating matzah meal cake? So he describes it, L'chari is talking about matzah meal cake, he describes it as matzah, which has been ground down, basically into like a powder, and then it's been mixed with wine or oil, and then it's been baked again, and it's got a tzura sapas, it looks in some sort of way like bread, so that to me sounds like matzah meal cake. He says that a person cannot eat on Erev Pesach. But if it's been cooked, for example, like kneidlach, that a person can eat on Erev Pesach. What about if it's fried? So I suppose that would mean like schnitzel. So he says that fried matzah, which has been fried, then he says the graz and the chayodim, that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the chayodim, they're mekel, and the prima godim is mesupik. Who exactly does this din of not having matzah on Erev Pesach apply to? He says it applies to even children, as long as they understand a little bit about Sipa Yitzchak Mitzrayim, they understand the idea of what's trying to be achieved that night, about the story, they should not have matzah, but little children can eat matzah. Now, on Thursday Pesach, there are also some people who have the minhag not to try to reduce the eating of matzah on Thursday Pesach in Chutz Laaretz, in order that they can have it that night with an appetite. From Shah Siris and onwards on the first day, then a person should make sure not to have a proper meal. And he says even kneidlach or other like cooked matzah, a person shouldn't have, because even though you're not having a full meal over it, you're only making mizonos on it, but at the end of the day, it's been made from the chameshes mini dagon. But a person can have, after Shah Siris, he can have fruit and vegetables, that's no problem. But either way, a person should make sure not to fill himself up with them. He also says the following. This is based on a Gemara in Arab Pesachim, as well as a Gemara in Ketz Mavorchin, that a person should ideally not have a small amount of wine on Arab Pesach, but he can have lots of wine. Because if a person has a lot of wine, then that will give him an appetite. But he says, Lamaisa, it all depends on the way a person's stomach works. That if a person from drinking a lot of wine will get an appetite, then it's fine for him to have a lot of wine on Erev Pesach. But if he knows himself that it's going to fill him up, then he shouldn't. And he says a small amount of wine, again, although it comes up with the Gemara that ideally a person should not have because it will fill him up, he says it's all dependent on how a person works. He brings down some interesting minhagim, some of minhag not to have lettuce on Erev Pesach in order to have the maror with an appetite. He says there's no reason behind this minhag. So too brings some to have the chumrah, not to eat fruit on Erev Pesach in order to have the charesis letziyavon. And again, he says there's no need for such a minhag. And he also brings down another minhag which he says there's no need to be worried about. Some machmir not to break the matzahs or to crush up the matzahs on Erev Pesach in order that a person should not come to eat them. But again, he says you don't need to be worried about this. On Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, a person should have his haircuts, etc., in order to come into Yom Tov, just like he comes into Shabbos, with the same respect. Although on Erev Shabbos, there's a din of Shnai Mikra Echot Targum, there's no such halacha regarding the parashas which are laid over Yom Tov.